Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Sean Blair is the author of a new book, System Synergy, Developing Human Intelligence That AI Cannot Replace. I'm delighted to say he joins me now. So, Sean, are the humans safe?
I think so. If we learn to think again properly, Bobby, yeah, I think the humans are safe.
Okay. Now, give me your sort of reasoning behind the book, The System Synergy, Sean. You're talking about revolutions that are happening, but you're saying that we're all talking about the AI revolution. Everybody's aware of that. But there's something else that's happening. What is that?
Well, I mean, I think the AI thing is huge, right? It's the wave is breaking. It's here. It's beginning to be incredibly disruptive. And we all know that AI does some things amazingly, but it also does some things very badly, some things that only humans can do. I mean, a thing that only humans can do is kind of unlock collective intelligence, the kind of collective intelligence that we find in a group. And computers are great at optimizing towards a known goal, but they won't tell you what the right goal is. So we want to make sure we're not optimizing towards things that we don't want. Does that make sense to you, Bobby?
Yeah, no, it does. Like, we had a guest on here who quoted the term that you won't lose your job to AI, but you'll lose it to somebody using AI. And as AI gets more advanced, I suppose that worry becomes more profound.
Yeah, I mean, AI, I think, is going to be profoundly disruptive. It absolutely will become profoundly disruptive. And there are some sectors which will be disrupted kind of more than others. But I think there will also be all sorts of negative unintended consequences. So my book is trying to encourage people to sort of move away from firefighting of symptoms and to try to unlock the collective intelligence of the people who actually see where money is being wasted or leaked. So I think there's a critical place for humans. And there are some specific types of things that humans do incredibly well that AI is not doing at all well. And that conversation is not happening, Bobby.
Okay. And would I be right in suggesting, Sean, that those... Well, two of those things are, one would be innovation and the other would be problem solving.
Yeah, I mean, creative thinking and problem solving. It's interesting. I've just moved to Singapore. That's kind of now my base. And the Singaporean people are incredibly bright, but they've been taught in a very sort of chalk and talk kind of way. So they're sort of not that great at critical thinking, creative thinking. One of the methods that I describe in the book, which you might have read about, Bobby, is the idea of trying to visualize things using Lego Serious Play. And that's an incredibly powerful tool for helping people innovate and think creatively. You go ahead.
No, I just want you to walk me through that, the use of Lego and how that actually works in a practical sense. That was one of the things I actually wanted to ask you.
Well, from a systems perspective, one of the things that I notice is some of the most important factors in organizational thinking are often hidden or invisible.
Right.
I was talking to a company in Morocco recently. They've grown from 1,000 people to 5,000 people in 4 years, and they're impatient. And impatience is not part of the strategic conversation. But impatience has also created a lot of industrial accidents. So in a Lego Serious Play context, we could actually build models of some of those factors like impatience, the things that are invisible, and then we can animate the model and see what effect impatience has in other parts of the system. So Lego Serious Play allows us to create, make the invisible things visible. Does that make sense?
It does, but I want to understand how it works practically. So give me an example where Lego would be used with management. What would they be building, or how would it actually work? What would the project be?
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, a really typical use case is to ask people to think about what the future looks like. And you will have been in meetings and workshops or heard entrepreneurs pitch to you things like a vision.
So vision is often kind of in the form of a vision statement, a sentence which describes a picture of a future state. What about if instead we got the executives to build a physical Lego model to tell the story of that vision? So we use Lego a lot for visioning. And then what we can do is say to the group, well, okay, so what are the factors that might affect that future vision? In today's world, we might see some geopolitical things like what's happening in the Middle East, or we might see some factors around the economy, or we might see some factors, including some of the invisible things that I mentioned earlier. So I know it sounds a bit crazy to
stay with me for a second.
Sure,
so
sure.
If I'm in the coffee business and my vision is to open 500 shops, right?
Yep.
That's the vision. Now, I call in my management team. I say, okay, we're going to look at this vision using Lego. So what would people actually be building? Would somebody put down maybe 200 shops built out of Lego? Or this is where I'm sort of struggling to make the connect.
So you could work at a number of different levels, Bobby. I mean, if we worked at the level of what does one absolutely perfect coffee shop look like from the perspective of the user experience, how does queuing work? How long are they in the queue for? What's the experience for the barista like? How do they make sure that they can give kind of excellent customer service? What does that setup look like? What about the sort of the time and process flow to kind of go and get some more milk from the fridge? So we could begin to model an ideal coffee environment using physical Lego bricks.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
No, it does. But I'm just trying to visualize standing in a room with 20 of my key managers or fellas running shops, and that we're all there. Building the future out of Lego bricks.
I wish we were on a video call because I could show you 1,000 pictures.
No problem. So tell me then, in terms of the book, you've written a few books, haven't you? So this is, tell me about the book.
Yeah, so this is my fourth book.
Yeah.
The first three were all very much about this method called Lego Serious Play. And I was trying to teach people how the method works, the basics, if you like, of the method through my first three books. This recent book is a bit of a departure for me. It's a bit more of what I might call a grown-up business book. It's far more words than pictures. One of the sort of the key ideas in the book is, I think a very common way of thinking for leaders is, let's call it a problem-solution mindset. So I think business is dominated with what the academics would call reductionist thinking. We tend to think problem, solution. What we're not so good at is thinking about the consequences of the problem that we're trying to fix. Right. So I would call that systems thinking.
Okay.
I mean, think about what's happened in the Middle East at the moment. The decision that Trump made and all of the unintended consequences of that decision. That's what you might call systems thinking.
Okay. And thank you for joining us, Sean. And thanks. Good luck with the book, The Systems Energy.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8:00. News Talk. Conversation that counts.